Newry and Mourne Council have caused quite a stir with a video they've posted on their council Facebook page. The video is part of a campaign to reduce dog fouling in the area. It shows a dog owner, a human being, defecating on the street, leaving particularly nothing to the imagination. It's been described as an innovative approach to raising the serious public health issue of dog fouling. The commentator Heidi McAlpin with us this morning. Morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the Newry and Mourne SDLP councillor Michael Carr. Morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, so we see this image. I saw it last night. I was shocked, Heidi, to see a man squatting, defecating on the street as a council-backed initiative.
Is this not something that you see on a regular basis then, Stephen? I think, aside from the questionable production values, I mean, it really is appallingly made.
Well, I'm sure the producer would dispute that.
Behind it. I mean, people who don't pick up after their dogs are highly unlikely to change the habit of a lifetime after they look at this ad. And in fact, I would be a wee bit worried if I was on Newry and Mourne Council. They might have an even bigger job on their hands.
I don't know.
They make their own versions of the advert.
Well, you're Newry and Mourne SLP councillor, Michael Carr. It certainly makes people think, Michael.
Yeah, like you say, it is a shocking video. But then again, it was meant to be. And we have seen shocking videos in the past on our TV screens in relation to road safety and fire prevention. And it attracts much criticism, but they're very effective, Stephen.
I just don't think that people would respond to this form of negative form. People will pick up their dog poo if they think there's an incentive behind it. That's the way people's minds work. So you need to look at how other countries deal with this issue. For example, in America, they have they convert dog poo into fuel. And they have generators or dog poo fuel combiners that power streetlights in parks. That's quite a novel idea. There's a place in Mexico where you weigh your dog poo and you get free Wi-Fi. And the minutes you get...
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You weigh it. Don't be ridiculous. Like a 10p mixer, like those mix-ups I get where you go and you weigh all the sweets.
Yeah.
You want us to get our dog poo and go up there some counter and weigh it.
You're getting something. You're getting a reward.
Don't be ridiculous. Yeah, between the environmentalists and you put all your different rubbish in the different coloured bins and now you want us picking up crap, basically, and going and putting it on a scale. What is the world coming to?
They have litter bins and dog poo bins they could give away biodegradable bags free in parks.
This is very uncouth, Michael Carr of the council, is it not? Even the song title, Who Let the Dogs Crap? Like, even the language within that, is this not below a council?
I think, Stephen, that people have got to realise that we've got an enormous public health concern across the whole district. That's on our streets, in our parks, on our beaches, on our playing fields. This is a highly dangerous activity, if you like. Children are being put in danger, and we have been lobbying our council officials for a long, long time to do something positive about it. We have been involved in many campaigns, working with the Dogs Trust. We've given out free pooper scoopers, free collection bags. We've plastered the place with posters and advertising campaigns, and the problem is getting greater. It is grossly offensive what is happening, and I don't think there's a person walking our streets that hasn't walked in it at some stage in the recent past.
Dog poo's a problem everywhere. I think the problem with this advert, I have to say, is that it's making a laughing stock of the council. It is a very funny advert.
I don't know that it is, Heidi. It's making people think about what they're doing, surely.
But people know. People know that they should pick up after their dogs. People are going to look at that advert and just have a laugh. They're going to share it with their mates. It's been shared hundreds of times.
Well, let's cut.
It's not going to change anything.
37,000 times.
Yep.
Or viewed 37,000 times in 24 hours.
It'll be viewed a few more times after we tweet it out here, which we're about to. Heidi McAlpine, what is the difference in a human being defecating on the street and a human being letting their dog defecate on the street? That's the whole point of this ad. What's the difference?
Yes, it's a role reversal. That's what the ad's about.
Heidi, why don't you answer that? What's the difference?
Well, I mean, what do you mean, what's the difference?
What's the difference?
I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, obviously a dog doesn't know what it's doing. It's a dog.
No, but the human knows what it's doing, what he's doing, he or she's doing when he or she allows the dog to do it.
Yes.
So poo is poo. So the whole point of this ad is to say to people, don't get on like an animal. Therefore, don't let your animal defecate on the street.
Well, it'll be
That's the message.
If the amount amount of dog excrement on the streets of Newry and Mourne will reduce after this advert.
What I'm really trying to say is, shouldn't both...
The advert has gone viral already.
Should letting a dog poo on the street, shouldn't that be equally shocking, equally unacceptable, Heidi? That's the point of the ad.
It is disgusting. But the point of this advert is that it is not going to change people's mentality. In fact, the very people who allow their dogs to do a poo in the street and they walk on regardless and they don't clean up after them are going to look at that advert and just have a laugh and go, look at this, isn't this ridiculous? I actually feel sorry for the poor actor. Well, the actor sort of has found a certain degree of fame off the back of this. He's a children's entertainer. You know, it's not going to do much for his Royal Shakespeare Company CV.
Okay. Heidi, thank you. Michael Carr, thank you.